Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all might want to tune in over there. All right.
Well, you know, I see that the topic for today's show deals with the goddess. And I want you guys to understand what my paradigm is with that regard. You know, I do have some history and some artifacts to support mine a little bit more than the sentiment of pride, all right? When you consider the matriarchy, patriarchy in tandem, you know, one over the other or one with the other, you're looking at the transfer of power and influence. And you are observing one gender with a sphere of influence and power that supersedes the other. So, you know, they say men run this world and women are supporting it in this modern world or in this day and age or in this particular cultural predominance, all right? And a lot of the opinions and theories that come out of that idea are based upon the, you know, the history of interaction of the sexes, and very little of it is based on anything rational. You know, you get this is the generation, I call this the generation of the feminine divine or the divine feminine, because women are, you know, coming to the knowledge of themselves and with that regard, you know, and because, you know, as evolution would have it, you know, the men were screaming at first. Some of them are using this as a flag to, you know, to perpetuate their hate for the male, or the vice versa. Males use that patriarchal chauvinist tendency to perpetuate predominance for males in society. And really, it's about an ebb and a flow. And is there are always going to be people that don't know any better, for what other purpose than to sharpen your own spirit through an interaction with them, you know? And it's like a wheel, a 360-degree wheel. Life is, politics is, the course of any process. You have where it rises, you know, and it starts to rise at the very bottom. You know, picture yourself looking at a spinning wheel, and at the very bottom is where that wheel starts rising, where it stops descending. And the whole left side of this wheel, if this wheel is spinning in a clockwise direction, the whole left side of this wheel is rising. Every single degree and planet station on a degree or whatever, if you're not looking at a chart or each spoke in this wheel, is rising, going from the bottom to the top. And it is at the very top that this wheel descends. Okay. Now, this system of measure is universal because we're looking at a cycle, all right, even though it's just one circle that we're taking into consideration, this one circle is part of a coil that we're looking straight on at, as opposed to looking from the side view. We would see it go up and down and around and forward, but we're just taking this measure to look at not the many cycles, because there are too many to compare, one. And each cycle to which I reference, pertaining to the pendulum of power swinging from female to male, is a very measurable thing here, but you're going to have to put your anthropological hats on, okay? Because, you know, people ask me questions all the time. You know, I'm making predictions for individuals. That's my specialty. You know, I deal in genetic astrology, really. That's my thing, you know, and this is what I do professionally. But, and genetic deals with the lives of humans and the activities of human beings, okay? But in order to get a firm grasp and understanding of that method and observation, you have to look at everything. Mundane astrology, you have to understand how society moves. Because, you know, at the end of it all, you're looking at the individual in a society being influenced, whose actions are limited, bolstered, or discouraged by that society, right? So you have to understand mundane astrology, and as you get to understand that and you get a grasp on it, right, because all this takes time and application, you begin to see how the individual is shaped. So that now when you're reading an individual, you see, right, so this is the whole purpose for looking at this entire cycle of the great mother and the great father. First of all, I honor both my parents so that I can live long here, all right? And you could take that socially, you know, as in my mother, my biological mother and my biological father, or you can apply that societally, you know, and which is the consensus, the population, all of the women in our society and all of the men. I respect my parents. I respect the laws that we are all bound to, you know. So for our law of attraction mob, you're still limited to universal law. Those laws of attraction work as long as they're working with the laws of reality, okay? You ain't gonna attract nothing unreal, nothing not meant for you. And the this wheel, this cycle, this transfer of power from the mother to the male is never ending. But you have to understand, it's never spontaneous. It is never a spontaneous transfer from kingdom to queendom, from matriarchy to patriarchy. It has never been a spontaneous a spontaneous transformation in terms of its societal acceptance, okay? In other words, you know, you may get a king overthrowing a queen in the history of a country in the course of a couple months, that war is over, and her rule is now. That's not what I'm referencing here. I'm referencing the world overview, humanity-wise. You know, the human humanity, the entire race, the entire species, okay? So let's see it now. We are now in the quarter of the cycle that brings male dominance, okay? But if you keep fresh in your mind that wheel rising from the bottom, and at the top this started to descend, and you see here the model for which to gauge how patriarchy comes into effect, okay? So since it's patriarchy that, you know, is predominant right now, and I am a patriarch, I'm not patriarchal, though. I'm more egalitarian. When you find somebody who thinks like you, then it doesn't matter what their gender is, right? We're going to start with patriarchy at the bottom because that's what's predominant today. And we're going to go backwards. So now the wheel is spinning in the opposite direction, okay, y'all? All right. And we're going to start our point of observation because this is not where patriarchy or matriarchy started, you know. And for some clarity, to say that at first it was matriarchy is ridiculous. To say at first it was patriarchy, it is ridiculous. Because everything begins with a merge, with an equal merging of positive and negative, male, female, patriarchy, matriarchy, okay? So when we go to the bottom of this wheel, we're going to use that.